Amy Grant, simply called Believe on WWIB on the heels of the Lord's Prayer from Citizen Way on the Whip Wake Up Show. 34 degrees, quarter to six, time for the best 5 minutes of the day. Our friend Jason Kanz, neuropsychologist the rest of the day, but he's just our buddy, our brother from another mother here this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's Thursday. It was tough to get up today for me. How about for you?
You know, my alarm went off this morning, and I set it for an extra 15 minutes because I thought I don't really want to get out of bed today.
Yeah.
So, I definitely had that feeling.
You know, I mean, because Wednesday gets the attention as hump day, but, I mean, there is and before you get to Friday and you go, it's Friday, I mean, there's Thursday. It has its own challenges.
Right, yeah. You know, you have to make it through each day of the week on its own merits, I think.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. All right. So, our station manager, Terry Stewart, had open heart surgery back in September, and I didn't realize how long ago it had been. First time I've seen him, I had visited him in the hospital at Sacred Heart, actually, the day before the surgery. I talked with him once on the phone, but yet yesterday, so good to see him here. It's been quite a challenge, quite a fight back. But the reason I wanted to mention it was because his wife, Carol, was here, too, and she works with our nonprofit, our monthly gift incentives, etc. And I know there was just a sense of, you know, that oneness in marriage. And as we kind of, I mostly visited with Terry, but as we interact some, I don't know, I was just pondering it even during the night. Like, it's a beautiful thing when you get to just kind of see that oneness in marriage, which is illustrative of the oneness of the Father, the Son, and the Spirit, you know?
Yeah, you know, that's definitely true. And I think especially relationships that go on for a long time, they can certainly deepen in that way. And that, I agree. I think that's a beautiful thing to witness.
And it made me think, too, about the movie, The Shack. I mean, maybe the book, but also just the movie, where it was kind of, because as I was thinking of it, I mean, truly in the middle of the night, I mean, here, there's Terry, there's Carol, but it was just kind of like they're a part of this one entity.
Right.
And in seeing that with the Trinity, and I don't think we think about it nearly enough, about the Father, the Son, and the Spirit, they are one, but also three distinct presences, three distinct entities.
Yeah, wrapping my mind around that, I think, is really challenging. But so often, I think, how it will paint relational beauty, I think, is, I want to continue to ponder that moving forward, because I think it's so important.
Yeah. I mean, just, and it's that love between one another, that other-centeredness. And I think, you know, we get in our own way. I mean, my wife's birthday was yesterday. I hopefully you guys had a good celebration with Alex, although I know with a busy school schedule, that's probably tough, right?
Yeah, for sure. Alex actually played D&D last night. So.
Okay, all right, yeah. But the thing is that, you know, I've said for years, I'm like, I love my wife.
Yeah.
The only problem is I love myself more. And I think you'd agree with that on your end, right?
Well, you know, I think it's definitely, it feels like, especially in times of conflict, that I can double down on self-centeredness.
Yeah.
And, you know, really want things to go my way.
Mm-hmm.
And, I can give good lip service to being other-centered. And but I think when the rubber meets the road, sometimes that's challenging.
Yeah, it is very practical in terms of living with, being married, living with someone. Or, you know, the workplace has its challenges, too.
Sure.
But, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, we'll get all the answers in 1 Peter chapter 3 today, verses 1 through 4.
Sure. It says, in the same way, you wives must accept the authority of your husbands, then if some refuse to obey the good news, your godly wives speak to them without any words. They will be won over by observing your pure and reverent lives. Don't be concerned about the outward beauty of fancy hairstyles, expensive jewelry, or beautiful clothes. You should clothe yourselves instead with the beauty that comes from within, the unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is so precious to God.
All right. Well, I'm eager to see how you tackle these verses in your devotional commentary, Letters to Beloved. It's like this. The Christian life is countercultural. This world is watching how you are living in two worlds. Your life is a testimony to me, and sometimes I ask you to move against the tide of culture. I ask wives to live respectfully so that even when their husbands disobey me, they may look at how she lives and be changed. Women do not win their husbands over by putting on makeup and dressing the part. It is gentleness that softens rebellious hearts. When she reflects the beauty of Christ, it will stir his affections for her and me. Final thought.
Yeah, you know, I think what stands out to me is a conviction, even for myself, of am I responding to anger with anger, or am I responding with gentleness? Am I responding with the love of Christ to people in my own space? And does that have the opportunity to influence people?
Great stuff. Thank you, friend. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Talk to you later.
All right, well, we got a guest on the line this morning. Coming up on 13 in front of 7, 34 degrees, before we get you back to some tunes. Good morning to Bill Moline. Hey, Bill.
Good morning.
Good to talk to you this morning. And we've got a men's conference coming up the first Saturday of February, so just over a week now. And this is the No Regrets Conference out of Elmbrook in southeastern Wisconsin, but people don't have to travel those, you know, and trust me, I've done that trip a lot of times, about 4 hours. You don't have to do an eight-hour round trip to benefit from this conference, right?
That's right. You can just come to Eau Claire.
Tell us about it.
Yeah, so Valley Brook Church is hosting the simulcast for the No Regrets Conference again this year, and it's a great time. You know, lots of different topics that that men are going to be interested in hearing about. We've got seminars on marriage, seminars on parenting, on temptations that we face as men, on biblical manhood, prayer, just all sorts of different you know, different topics that guys can check out. It's a kind of a morning conference. Start out, we're going to open up about 7 o'clock, and the conference will start promptly at 8 in the morning, and we'll have some time of worship and then listen to the morning speaker. That's Kenny Luck, going to be talking about his topic is called The Eruption of a Generation. So that should be interesting. And then guys will have a choice of 9 different seminars over the next couple of hours, you know, on those different topics. And then we'll have some lunch at the end of that. And then it closes out with a pastor named Ricky Jenkins, who's going to finish the day out. And we'll actually be done right around 1 o'clock. So 7 to 1 is probably the time frame. Guys can register online at valleybrookchurch.org/RSVP, and cost is $25. But if, you know, if guys can't afford that, that's not a big deal. We want everybody to come, and you know, and not have finances be an issue to that. So we just encourage you to bring a bunch of guys from your church to come and join us and fellowship together, have some great worship time, and we'll have a live worship band there that will lead, and so it's going to be a great morning.
Yeah, I went last year, and it is good, kind of the mix of the speakers and then the breakout sessions where there some interaction and, you know, fellowship, and we need that because guys, really, we have a tendency towards being lone rangers, and you and I both share a common passion to try to disrupt that and say, hey, let's get connected with God and with each other. And we know that's the Lord's will, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the word says, do not give up meeting together, mm-hmm. You know, and so that's what this is all about, is getting us together, not just, you know, as a church, but as the church of the Chippewa Valley and beyond. Like-minded men getting together, and, you know, iron sharpens iron.
Terrific.
And just helping us to grow in our faith, grow in our understanding, get some input that we might not have otherwise had. And the cool thing about this is if you attend the conference, then you also get a link to the No Regrets website, where you can go and watch the other seminars that you weren't able to watch when you were when you were at the conference.
No, that's good.
So so you're able to see the entire slate of speakers.
It is worth the $25. Again, valleybrookchurch.org/RSVP. You can register, or if you even show up the day of, we'll get you in, right?
Yep. Yeah. Absolutely.
All right. Hey, thanks so much, Bill. I appreciate it. And again, I think the bottom line here, You and I both attend Valley Brook, and again, it's an early morning, 7 o'clock registration, 8 o'clock, February 3rd, a week from Saturday, but we can't emphasize enough, you know, this doesn't, you don't have to go to Valley Brook to come to this men's conference on that first Saturday of February.
Absolutely. We're doing it for the church, the big church, big C church.
You got it. Thanks, Bill. Appreciate it. There we go. ValleybrookChurch.org/RSVP, a week from Saturday, the No Regrets Men's Conference. It'll be hours well invested for you, okay? Or else just show up there. Again, registration starting at 7, 1 week from Saturday.
Well, the Packers won't be playing in it, but still the Super Bowl is coming up on February 11th. And once again, folks have sat down to calculate just how much productivity lost is going to cost employers when it comes to the Super Bowl, not only the day after the Super Bowl, but all of the time that people waste talking about it. Because I know Halvo and I, we do our fair share of off-the-air sports chatter.
That's right. Yeah, relationship building. Well, plus, allegedly, they waste another $400 to $500 million the Monday after the big game.
The thinking is that if football fans spend 10 to 15 minutes a day talking about the Super Bowl, they'll be wasting lots of time and money.
Hmm. Of course, what's more likely is that people are just replacing some of the time they waste talking about other things or doing social media with Super Bowl talk.
But still, they're planning or what they're figuring on is that employers are going to lose over $1 billion in productivity.
It's not just talking about the game. I mean, I think with the Super Bowl, you're talking about the commercials too, right?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. I mean, we usually enjoy chatting about the commercials afterward. And the big thing is, which ones can you actually remember what they were for
after? Exactly. Maybe sometimes you're entertained, but you have no idea what they were promoting. And that tells you whether it was a good ad or not.
Celebrating 40 years. Don't miss the famous fish boil this Friday at Immaculate Conception Parish in Eau Claire. Delicious pollock, red potatoes, onions, carrots, and coleslaw, along with mac and cheese, Vienna bread, and ice cream or sherbet for dessert with a hot dog bar for the kids. Adults $14, just $7 for kids 6 to 12, and children 5 and under are free. This Friday evening from 4:30 to 6:30, and every other Friday through March 22nd. Dine in or carry out. Immaculate Conception Elementary School Cafeteria, Sherwin Avenue in Eau Claire.
I've been to that, by the way, and it's excellent, so check that out.
Absolutely. We appreciate them promoting it on WWIB, and coming up tomorrow evening. Well, we're dropping some knowledge on you, as we tend to do here in the WIB Wake Up Show. You may say it's useless knowledge, but just watch and wait. At some point, you will repeat one of these factoids to an unsuspecting friend or family member.
Yeah. For instance, did you know that the average American laughs 8 times a day? And it's different types of laughs. Some people laugh like this, and others like this.
Oh, man!
Just a couple of laughs.
And if you listen to the WIB Wake Up Show on Monday mornings, we try to increase that average.
We do.
With laughs. Not always successfully, but we try. 4 things you didn't know yesterday here on WWIB. Liars take longer to tell their story. Mm. Research shows it takes on average 30% longer to tell a fib than to be honest.
That's
wow.
If it runs on and on, just go, you're lying. A third thing you didn't know yesterday, Earth's rotation is changing speed.
Huh. And one more in the quad number of things you didn't know yesterday that we probably didn't know either, but we have the advantage of being able to read them. Wearing a tie can reduce blood flow to the brain by 7.5%.
Wow. Well, tell you what, that has tie wearing has gone down dramatically, so apparently blood flow is increasing in that regard. I got to say, one of our listeners, Cody, though, did chime in talking about Earth and Earth's rotation. Yesterday, remember, we talked about my high school classmate and friend, Mark, had traveled 1,670,000 miles through Delta and United Airlines, and Cody said that's like 67 trips around the Earth.
That's a lot.
Wow. Thanks for doing the research, Cody.
Things that have been lost and found at Lambeau Field, the iconic home of the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, that's right. In fact, they have seen their fair share of unusual items end up in their lost and found, as you can imagine.
According to Keith Cronin, the manager of guest services at Lambeau, nearly 800 items have been handed in since April, which actually is not half bad considering they have 80,000 people there 8 times a season.
Yeah, among the more valuable items are phones,
credit cards,
and even jewelry.
However, it's the more peculiar items that have left staff members scratching their heads.
Yeah, in the past 16 years, Cronin has encountered a variety of unusual items, such as
a pair of shoes,
a cane walker,
and even hearing aids.
Yeah. Barb Vandehey, who has worked for the Packers for over a decade, recalls the most personal item she came across.
A set of lost dentures.
Oh, my.
Now, I can understand taking the hearing aids out. It's pretty loud. But, yeah, the dentures, I don't know. But someone evidently forgot them.
Yeah. In fact, Lambeau Field's Lost and Found keeps these belongings for 60 days. That's how long you keep your prizes when you win here at WIV. Before doing what?
They donate them to local shelters.
Animal rescues.
And veterans hospitals. I'm guessing the dentures didn't go to the animal rescue.
I got to say, though, as a kid, I never had braces, but I had a retainer. And more than one occasion, it's actually, there was this image, two different places, Curry Golf Course and Barnaby's Restaurant, and digging outside in their dumpster, trying to find my retainer. Because, you know, all of a sudden it's like, you take it out to eat.
Yeah.
And then you forget it.
Oh, I absolutely remember that. Again, I went to Camp Fairwood down in Westfield about every year for probably 15, 16 years.
You've talked about it,
yeah. And working in the dish room one time on staff, I remember a kid came up because you were supposed to scrape the plates into these little buckets, and then you'd bring them, and we'd dump the buckets. And if I worked window, I was pretty quick, actually, at clearing that off. But one youngster came up and said, I think my retainer got put in the bucket.
Oh, no.
And so I remember a great mentor to me in the dish room was a guy a few years older than me. His name was Nathan Wise. And he sat on the floor, dug through these entire trash bags filled with food, slop, and scraps.
Wow.
Dug through it with his hands until he found this child's retainer and could give it back to him. And it just, to me, it's even, again, 20 years plus later, it's like, that's servanthood.
Yeah, right. And also, I mean, if we can do a Jesus Juke and spiritualize it, I mean, the fact of continuing, how much more does God seek for the lost?
Right.
Britt Nicole, The Lost Get Found. Yes, we found a song to link to this on WWIB. You know, my wife was celebrating her birthday yesterday, and I gave the dinner prayer last night, and part of it was just being grateful for good health, right? Health to be, to live that many years, but then also just it's one of those things we take for granted, and we want to talk about it here a little bit.
Yeah, for instance, two topics here. One is a groundbreaking study has revealed that even moderate exercise can significantly boost brain health and may reduce the risk of dementia. This is big.
Yeah, that is big. The research analyzed brain scans from over 10,000 folks and found that regular physical activity, like walking less than 4,000 steps a day, is linked to larger brain volume. So it's not out of reach.
Absolutely. And again, sometimes I was reading something earlier saying, hey, even if you're in an office setting too, just briskly walk up or down the stairs a few times a day, that can have an impact as well in your fitness level. Also, another study, if you're a tea drinker, some good news, that daily tea ritual might be a fountain of youth in a cup.
Exactly. A recent study also suggests that sipping on 3 cups of tea each day could be the secret to anti-aging.
This research involved a survey of over 13,000 individuals in the United Kingdom and China.
Examining their tea drinking patterns and the types of tea they preferred, including
black,
green,
yellow,
and traditional Chinese oolong.
Now, regular tea drinkers, particularly those consuming about 3 cups daily, displayed signs of slower biological aging.
So next time somebody comes over, offer them some oolong and see what they react.
Well, instead of, I'm just wondering if people listen to the show, it's like, so if you're offering me tea, does that mean you think I look old?
No.
Just want you to be healthy.
Exactly.